Welcome to the Asia Business Investor Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to explore some of the new startup companies that are emerging out of Singapore, one of which is MyWobile, and we'll be speaking to one of its co-founders, Chris Lim. MyWobile is a Singapore-based startup that provides location-based services for mobile phone users. And for those of you who listen to the podcast which we record with Nicholas Chan, it's also one of Aizen Capital's portfolio, where venture capital firm itself provides the startup and support necessary for young and emerging entrepreneurial companies in Singapore. I hope you enjoy this interview. Hello, Chris. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Hi, Nicholas. Good day to you. It's my pleasure to be on this podcast.
Could you tell us a bit more about MyWobile? I mean, I've heard a little bit about it, but it'd be great if you could tell us and the listeners a bit more about your startup.
Sure, certainly. MyWobile Private Limited is a company that developed MyWobile, the mobile application that empowers mobile phone users with context-aware mini-apps that tap into the richness of their environment. So MyWobile is also a second-generation location-aware open mobile social networking application platform that allows and enable mobile developers to rapidly develop and deploy location-based services on our MyWobile infrastructure. Yeah.
Okay. So where did the name come from, MyWobile? Where did the name come from?
All right. It actually has a long history. To briefly say, the idea was actually coined in 2007, and was funded in August 2008. MyWobile was finally incorporated in December 2008. Initially, my team wanted Mobile World, but the .com domain extension was taken. So it actually made us pretty upset because we loved that name quite a bit. What we did was to go down into brainstorming sessions where we focus on keywords such as social, mobile, and world in mind. After a few rounds of debating, finally MyWobile was born. There you have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does MyWobile do, and how does it work, and what does it do for people?
Let me give you a brief background. MyWobile currently supports two mobile platforms. One would be the Nokia Symbian 60 series, and the other would be the Sony Ericsson Java platform 7 and 8. In fact, we have also just finished demonstrating our Windows Mobile application to a group of Windows Mobile developers at Microsoft last Thursday. And we are expecting to launch it in late November or early December, per se. All right. So my mobile application uses GPRS data plans or wireless access to determine the mobile user's present location. Once my mobile has determined, or rather once their location has been determined by the algorithm combination, mm-hmm. MyWobile will actually pull the latest happenings and events and shops around their location and present to the user. So we actually empower users to Twitter, to Facebook, locate their friends, and get even discounts offered by the advertisers through the MyWobile platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the idea for this?
Okay. So location-based technology is actually slowly becoming integral to our daily lives. No one can deny that fact. And users would want to retrieve information based on not just what they want to know, but also based on where they are. If you have noticed, there is a growing trend of companies providing child tracking services, be it hardware or software. And if you're talking about mobile phones, there are already so many location-based applications on both the Apple iPhone and the HTC Android, which allow users to know what's going on around them. So MyWobile actually saw a need to provide to this normal phone consumers, and we want to provide these people the same capabilities and functionalities without the need of buying a particular brand of handset. Mm-hmm. For example, Apple iPhone and the Google Android phone. In Singapore itself, I can say that MyMobile has the potential to capture close to 70% of the market share, because Nokia and Sony Ericsson's market shares currently stands at 52% and 24% respectively. And I mean, since the financial crisis, which happened in 2008 to early 2009, there is an increasing trend of advertisers shifting and reallocating some of their marketing budgets from traditional media to social media, because they recognize the power behind the social networks. So MyMobile actually brings to the advertiser a more cost-effective medium of engaging and delivering targeted ads to their audiences, as well as to provide consumers with the information that they really want to do, to kill time, to meet friends, etc.
Can you tell us about, I mean, the various stages that you've gone from having this idea to mm-hmm. where you are now, like in an office, you've raised some funding, and you're mm-hmm. sort of moving the product. How did you go from that very idea early stage to where you are now?
Our idea was formulated in 2007, which later got funded by the Singapore Media Development Authority in August 2008. We later got incorporated in December 2008, where we also released our mobile beta for Nokia phones. So from then on, towards the end, that marked the end of 2008. 2009 has indeed been a breakthrough for MyMobile, because we have been attending many trade shows and many events. For example, we were nominated as a finalist for Mobile Monday Peer Awards 2009. We were also present at AdTech 2009. Asia's digital marketing event, and Communicate Asia 2009, Asia's largest international communications and information technology exhibition and conference. So from there, we got to know many partners, telcos, business development managers who are interested in MyMobile itself. So we have also just started our very first successful blog outreach program last month, to engage them to first market our brand. So we are effectively talking about social media at this point.
Yeah.
Which last Thursday, we were invited to one of Microsoft's events to showcase and demonstrate our Windows Mobile application to a group of developers. We are actually, in fact, currently in partnership talks with key content providers to see how we can actually serve better accurate contents and maps to our users in the long run. Prior to this conversation, we just ended a very successful partnership talk with Calendar One, Singapore's largest events publishing company via the internet medium. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Can you tell the listeners what have been your biggest challenges for you and this startup?
I think one biggest challenges that we are facing right now, honestly speaking, is the slow user adoption rate of MyMobile. And as much as we want to bring in key content providers to provide consumers literally mobile convenience, we can say that advertisers would generally prefer to work with a company with a huge database of users on hand.
Yeah.
So, That is our current problem. One way of tackling, or one way that we have approached, way of solution that we have, is to encourage these advertisers to work together with us to integrate MyMobile into their marketing campaigns as their mobile advertising solution partners. In that way, we can actually reach out to a broader audience with these key content partners, because it relates together with us that mobile advertising will be the next big thing in Asia itself.
Yeah. Now, for those listeners looking at doing their own startup, you know, whether it's an internet startup or, you know, a traditional business startup, do you have any thoughts or ideas or wisdom you could share with listeners or advice you could provide?
Okay. As an entrepreneur myself, I would say doing a thorough market research based on the ideas that aspiring entrepreneurs have is really, really important. Googling is never enough, never sufficient. I would advise people to actually ask around through the word of mouth to see if they know of anything or something that's really something similar related to what they are actually planning to do. So in that case, it gives them more insight on the product they are planning about.
Yeah.
And another thing, once you are ready to venture out, I would say you have to be ready to sacrifice your time and sleep, because time will be the essence in everything you will do from then on, literally, because time is money, money is time, and every opportunity counts. Yeah.
So what is the future of MyWebOL? Where would you like to see it in 2 years' time?
That's a very good question. What do I see for the future of MyWebOL in 2 years' time? We are currently in expansionary talks with several foreign telcos, and we hope that in 2 years' time we can export our technologies and see our technologies being used in our Asian neighbors, such as Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia, to allow consumers to enjoy location-based services, just like how Singapore consumers are currently enjoying. Yeah.
Okay. Finally, so our listeners can learn more about MyWebOL, can you provide some links to your company?
Of course. For Singapore-based listeners, you can download and use MyWebOL at m.mywebol.com from your mobile phone web browsers. For overseas listeners, I would like to invite you to see MyWebOL in action at mywebol.com. And alternatively, listeners can actually connect with us at mywebol.blogspot.com and twitter.com/mywebol.
Yeah. Okay. I'll provide those and some of the notes to the listeners for the podcast, because I'm sure a lot of them will actually check it out. Well, thanks for your time, Chris.
Thank you so much, Nicholas, for having me on.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with a startup with a very interesting future ahead of it. And for those people who do want to look at other existing and business opportunities in Asia, don't forget to visit asiabusinessinvestor.com. It's the site, our principal site, and we're just showing a variety of business opportunities for investors, for those seeking investment, and business for sale all throughout the Asian region. And I do welcome the regular listeners to have a drop in and have a look around, see what's available. And we do look also forward to bringing some additional podcasts within the next few weeks. And we'll be going off some areas we haven't been before. And the next episode will be going right into Indonesia, which we hope to be bringing to you shortly. Thanks very much for your time, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Thank you.